You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back.
All right, we're back. Let's roll. I am loving this stuff. Let's keep doing it.
Okay, so you were talking about you're making some new transitions into a new work thing that you're doing. You want to tell us a little bit more about that? What's the new stuff happening in the real estate life of Jim?
The new Freed stuff that's going on is the fact that I'm doing all kinds of new loans. And what it basically is it's hard money loans and traditional bank lending. We're focusing on both commercial and residential. On residential, we're doing jumbos and super jumbo mortgages. And on the commercial side, we're doing hard money lending. In fact, during the break, I was doing a text with a group that's got a 8-plex on Miami Beach that they're looking to buy. They need to close in 2 weeks, and we're going to help them originate their financing. Bruce would go, I don't know what any of that means.
So
what that really means without jargon is,
yeah,
if somebody's having an issue with a real estate, either their home or something that's an investment property, mm-hmm, I can help them. All I want people to know is if they're having a problem with real estate, I can help. Okay. You can call me at 305-773-6300 and I'll help.
You're like a real estate help desk.
That's basically what I am. I'm an ombudsman. I can help people figure out who to call. Tell them if I can't help them, I'll tell them who can. You know, a lot of times it's somebody like Don Weidenfeld can help them if they have an energy problem or if they need leasing. I've got a whole bunch of different people. I can help people get what they need, and they should just give me a call, 305-773-6300. It's why I mentor so many young people.
Right.
I just like helping people.
Now, let's talk about the wife. How did you guys meet?
I had been doing some...
Now, we have a few, like 5 minutes, so we're going to not get the long story, but we'll come back to this.
Okay, we'll do this another time, too, then. I was at an event in the Brickell Club at 1221 Brickell, now the Greenberg, well, I guess the old Greenberg Trowick lunchroom now, they've moved. And I walked in and I was talking to some friends, and then in walked this very exotic, beautiful woman, this woman right here.
Look on Facebook.
I'm going to put that up on Facebook.
Wow.
Too, then. I'm going to have to do that. And that's the girl that I met.
Pump your brakes, kid.
I had to, man. I went up. She was talking to somebody, and I talked. I was there with a friend. I said, hey, do you know that guy? He said, yes. I go, talk to him. So the guy turned around, and the minute that the guy that Vivian was talking to turned around, I was right in there.
Oh, boy.
Been together with her ever since, you know, and it's one of the most beautiful things that somebody can do for you is to create a circumstance where you meet the love of your life, and, you know, I still remember the first moment I saw her. And I still remember the moment that her dad walked her up and handed her to me when we were getting married. And
how did you know she was the one?
You really don't. I think that she was the one that put up with me the most and stuck it out the most.
That's important.
She closed me. I told all my friends I wouldn't know who it was. The person would know.
Uh-huh.
And Vivian was relentless. When she met me, I was, I'll say it this way, somewhat of a pig.
Well, I
can
see that.
What a surprise. What a surprise. But ever since she met me, I'm a one-woman man. And, you know, today I'm working hard to help her get her kidney transplant.
How's that going?
It's rough. We're raising money. I'm working hard to make it so that people will be able to donate to a 501c3, but it may be too much technical difficulty for me to be able to do that. I'm working with the Transplant Institute. I'm working with Shands in Gainesville. I'm working with Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. Each one is its own full-scale process that I have to handle completely independently with all these details. It's very rough. Each one has a different insurance exposure. Each one has a different boxes to check. Each one needs this or that followed up with. And Vivian can only have one job. Her job can only be going to dialysis. So I have to keep all these balls in the air while I have to continue to have money to make a living and build a career and run the radio show. And it's rather challenging.
How do you stay happy? How do you find those moments to just be together and happy with just in the moment?
It almost never happens.
Movie night, nothing?
Vivian comes home from dialysis typically at 7 o'clock and really is not ready for prime time for about an hour. Then we eat dinner and then we both pass out. So we really don't have a lot of time to be together. We get about an hour and a half a week on Saturday night. And this last week we went to hear Bruce and his band in Coconut in Coral Gables. Then we went out to have a little sushi. We saw Bruce at 8:15. The sushi was on the table at 9. Vivian was under the table and back in my car, passed out by 9:30.
Wow.
She's a trooper. She's a star.
She's definitely.
She's an amazing human being. She's an inspiration to me and anybody who knows her. The woman walks on water. And all I can say is that if you need inspiration, go look up Vivian Fried on Facebook and watch some of her posts. People can find us. There's a Vivian Fried page on the crowdfunding site GoFundMe. Whatever we don't use for Vivian's expenses, and they're big, and a lot of it isn't covered by insurance. Whatever we don't use, we're going to donate to Lauren's kids in the Miami Transplant Center. And, you know, we're going to use the stuff at the Transplant Center for living donor education. And, you know, these are things that are important. People need to know that they only need one kidney to live and that they can donate that second kidney to a dialysis patient and that person can live a full and healthy life. You don't need to match the kidney patient. The kidney patient, if you're not a match, you can go into what's called a paired donor program. They'll find a donor that your kidney, they'll find a recipient, and they'll you'll get a kidney out of the donor registration that works for Vivian. So if people want to help Vivian, they need to call the Miami Transplant Institute. I hadn't thought about going and doing this, so hold on a second. I've got to look up the number, but you call the Miami Transplant Institute.
Click.
I'm doing it.
All right, I'm going to start the music.
All right, the Miami Transplant Institute is 305-355-5433. Call the Miami Transplant Institute. Tell them you want to donate to Vivian Fried. It's at 305-355-5433. I want to